Hello, this is the Bill Montgomery Show. I hope everyone's doing well, and it's been a while since my last podcast. It is, what is today's day? June 3rd? Wednesday. June 3rd, Wednesday. Okay, so I'm not going to talk about politics today or cultural things or all the fake news and all this absurdity. I was thinking about talking about my all-time favorite baseball players and my favorite team, baseball team of all time, if I was able to create it myself with all the players I think would be best for their own positions. So, the list, I could have, you know, there's so many good baseball players and so many choices to pick, it's hard to pick, but I'll try to give you my interpretation of why I chose what I chose. Okay, the players I pick will mostly be, well, I grew up during the 80s. I really watched a lot of baseball in the 80s, late 80s, early 90s, before the strike. So that's where I'm coming from. That's my viewpoint. Sorry about that. I had a notification on my phone. I am new to podcasting. I am not a professional. So this will happen in my podcast. I will try to get better over time. I'm not in a Hollywood studio or a big studio. You know, it's just I'm talking into my phone and that's it. Okay, favorite baseball team, if I had could choose all the players. Okay, the first one, left field, Ricky Henderson, the all-time leading player in steals. Ricky, what can you say about Ricky? He had an amazing career. He had tons of hits, tons of runs, could hit for power, could dominate a baseball game with his ability to steal second and third. Just an amazing career. Long, very long. And you know, he started out with the A's, where he stole 140 bases in a season, which is, you can't even think about in today's game. Today's game is so messed up, and it's been so ruined that you couldn't, it's not even baseball. I don't even consider today's baseball baseball. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's American form of cricket. I can't figure it out. But Ricky Henderson had a ton of walks, steals, runs, hits. The greatest leadoff hitter of all time, in my opinion. Especially in this, the modern era. I mean, I remember when he was with the Blue Jays and they won the back-to-back World Series, and he could take over a game with his stealing the bases, and it was so exciting. Today's game doesn't even have that. Today's game is so boring. It's been so bastardized with the home run, the fake home runs, the fake baseballs, the fake bats, the human growth hormone. I mean, it's been completely ruined. But if I had to pick, Ricky Henderson would be left field. Okay, for center field, I could have went a lot of different ways with this one, but I decided to go Willie Mays. Probably one of the greatest hitters of all time. Not probably, but was one of the greatest hitters of all time. Great center fielder. You know, we all remember the famous over-the-shoulder catch he made when he was with the New York Giants. Just an amazing center fielder. I don't think there's anybody that can compete in center field when it comes to all-around superstardom. I mean, he's it. Okay, first base. I got Lou Gehrig, the Iron Man. I mean, he was an amazing hitter. He played on amazing teams in New York, which helps. Never missed a game for so long a stretch. I mean, I don't know who you can pick. I mean, arguably Lou Gehrig's first base. I don't see how you could pick anyone else. There's been a lot of an amazing first baseman, but I mean, when you think of first base, you have to think Lou Gehrig. Okay, shortstop. I went with Cal Ripken Jr. Now, this might be controversial because he wasn't the greatest fielder of all time. He wasn't, you know, the greatest hitting shortstop. He was one of the greatest hitting shortstops. But he just wasn't. When you think of shortstop, you don't necessarily think of Cal Ripken Jr. And, I mean, you do, but, I mean, you think of defense when you think of shortstop. You think of Ozzie Smith and all the great fielders that have played shortstop. You know, you think of hitters, players that really couldn't hit too good, but were amazing fielders. But when I look at the all-around player, I have to go with Cal Ripken, because he can hit, he can field, and he is the new Iron Man. He broke Lou Gehrig's record. He played in all those games at shortstop, which is amazing. He, you know, he could hit the home run. He could hit the single, the double. And I think when it comes down to hitting shortstops all around, he's who I pick. Now, of course, a lot of people would argue for Alex Rodriguez. Great hitter, great fielder at shortstop. But, you know, from my perspective, being like an 80s, early 90s kid, I have to go with Cal Ripken. Okay, third base. Again, tons of third base. Great third baseman. Over the century and more of baseball. So, I mean, it's like all these choices. You could go with several different ones. But when I think of third base, the only person I think about is Brooks Robinson. The greatest fielding third baseman of all time. Made plays that were unbelievable. In the clutch. Was a good hitter. Not great, but good. And when I think of third base, you got to go with Brooks Robinson. I mean, no one could field third base like Brooks Robinson. He was a champion. He was on those great Oriole teams. And so I have to go with Brooks. Okay, right field. This was a tough one. I couldn't really decide. So I went with probably the greatest hitter of all time. Or one of the, you know, top one or two or three. Babe Ruth. I think you have to have Babe Ruth on your team. And right field is a great place. So, I think right field, I think he played mostly right field that I'm aware of. I'm not sure. I'm not 100% sure. But you have to have Babe Ruth on your team. The greatest of all time. And he didn't have to take, you know, steroids like Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa. And not that they weren't great players, it's just that they had to artificially create their records. Okay, at second base, boy, this was a tough one. You know, the second base is a position that is hard to, you know, there's not a name that pops out to you at second base. It's not like one of those glamorous positions like shortstop or even third base. And so it's kind of a tough one for me. I could have went with Ryan Sandberg, but I decided to go with Joe Morgan of the Big Red Machine. I don't think, to me, when I think of second base, I just come back to Joe Morgan, you know. A great left-handed, I don't think he was a switch-handed hitter, but I could be wrong. But he was a great, he might have been, but he was a great hitter. He could hit for power. He could hit the double. He was a good second baseman. I don't know if he was the greatest fielding second baseman of all time, but he was definitely a good professional second baseman. So I went with Joe Morgan of the Big Red Machine. I couldn't think of anyone else, really. So, I thought of Ryan Sandberg, but there's no way that Ryan Sandberg is as good as Joe Morgan. I mean, statistically, yes, maybe. But when it comes down to championships and being on a iconic team like the Reds of that time, there you have to go with Joe. Okay, catcher. I kind of drew a blank on this one, really. You know, catcher is one of those positions that, you know, the play, you know, you really, what do you take in consideration? Is it just the fielding, the catching, or do you add the hitting? So, I could have went with a lot of different people. This is a tough one. It's like second base. Carlton Fisk, Benito Santiago, Ivan Rodriguez, Yogi Berra. But I had to go, I went out of left field and went with Mike Piazza. I know a lot of people won't choose Mike Piazza, but he was the greatest hitting catcher of all time. I grew up with Mike a little bit, you know, not completely, but I remember him well. And he had an amazing stroke. I mean, he had amazing bat speed. I mean, he had just a great swing. And he could just knock that ball out of the park. And that was so great to see a catcher who could really just was an amazing hitter. And I just loved to watch Mike Piazza hit. And he was an average catcher. I don't think he gets enough credit. You know, they were always bad-mouthing him for his catching. But he could do a lot better job than all those, you know, people that were bad-mouthing him. And he was a good catcher. He was a great hitter. You don't think of him as a Gold Glove, perennial Gold Glove winner, like Ivan Rodriguez or some of the others. But, I mean, I just have to go with Mike. I mean, he's the best. He's the best catcher, bar none. Okay. For DH. See, I'm not even gonna put a DH in there. They shouldn't have the DH. Get rid of the DH. It ruined baseball. Make the pitchers hit. That's what I say. It makes the game interesting. It makes it fair. And it brings more strategy into the game, which baseball desperately needs. You know, baseball has been ruined by these fake home runs with the fake baseballs. And it's ruined the game. You know, it's just, you have scores that look like football scores. But, so no DH. DH is a evil word in my house. Okay, with pitchers, that's a tough one. There's so many good pitchers. I mean, I couldn't come up with a full rotation of starters. And I didn't even really think of the relievers, even though I love a great reliever. I love all the great relievers, like Raleigh Fingers, Mitch Williams, Lee Smith. Just, you know, it just goes on and on. But the two starters I came up with were Nolan Ryan and Steve Carlton. Now, Nolan, I remember him. You know, I didn't see him in his heyday in the 70s. But I remember him in the 80s and 90s, and he was still great. And he was the greatest, you know, pitcher that... He was the greatest strikeout pitcher. I don't know if you could say he was the greatest pitcher, but he certainly was the greatest strikeout pitcher of all time. And so, with pitching, I'm limited to my experience. Like, I could have went deep into this. You know, I mean, there are so many pitchers. Lefty Grove, Cy Young, Sandy Koufax. But, you know, I didn't want to make this an in-depth analysis. And the second picture I went with is Steve Carlton. I think that's a tough one. Maybe the greatest lefty of all time. There's Warren Spahn. I guess you'd have to put in there. But to me, I saw Steve Carlton pitch, not at his zenith, but, you know, he had amazing stats, just amazing. 25 wins, 27 wins, 300 strikeouts multiple times, 300 innings. I mean, just amazing stats. And to me, the greatest, either him or Warren Spahn. I never saw Warren Spahn, but I know he's great. But so I can't really, you know, talk about Warren Spahn. But I can talk about Steve Carlton, and he has to be in my starting rotation, with no doubt. And there's other pitchers in there from the 80s and 90s who won 300, and there were just too many to choose, you know. There were just too many. So I went with Nolan Ryan and Steve Carlton. And I think that's it. I think that's my greatest baseball team of all time. The ones I would choose if I could choose of all the players. And, you know, there's, of course, you know, it's not necessarily the greatest players of all time. It's the players I've seen that were the greatest to me, and the players that, when it came down to it, I had to choose because there really was no alternative, like Lou Gehrig, Willie Mays. I mean, you could have went with Cy Young for center field. No, not Cy Young. Ty Cobb. And you could have went with someone at first base, but to me, that's You can't go wrong. You have to choose Lou Gehrig and Willie Mays and Brooks and Babe Ruth. So that's my greatest team of all time. I hope you enjoyed this podcast, and I hope you have a wonderful day, and take care. This has been the Bill Montgomery Show.